بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Yesterday we learned the journey of Al-Isra and Mi'raj, which took place in this month of Rajab, was a journey that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was allowed to undertake physically, a physical journey that he had undertaken with this physical body of his, and it was not some vision or a dream that he had. What was the purpose, the primary purpose and the primary objective of this journey? Why was Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam allowed to undertake this journey? Allah has explained the reason for this in the very same ayah that we recited yesterday. Allah says, لِنُرِيَهُ مِنْ آيَاتِهِ. This entire journey of Al-Isra and Al-Mi'raj was a gift to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What an amazing gift. You know, sometimes you want to impress somebody, you want to impress your spouse, so you take them to an exotic destination, or you want to impress your parents, and you want to show your gratitude to them, and you take them to a wonderful, beautiful holiday destination. You take them on an amazing trip. Can you imagine what love Allah had for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? The level of love that he had for him, that to impress him, Allah ta'ala called him up towards the seventh heaven to engage in a meeting with him, in a session with him sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And when this journey of Al-Isra and Mi'raj took place, it was a very difficult time in the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That year, in fact, in which this journey was undertaken is known as Aam al-Huzn, the year of intense grief. While Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam lost his beloved wife Khadija, 6 months later he lost his uncle Abu Talib, and then he went to Ta'if, and we all know what happened on the occasion of Ta'if, where he was beaten and he was abused, and he was driven out of Ta'if. Upon his return from Ta'if, when he was going through all this difficulty, that is when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allowed him to travel up to the seventh heaven, presenting this gift to him and to impress him sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah grant us understanding.